Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter Babu Birril Walidain, Wasilatil Arham, the chapter on kindness to parents and maintaining ties of kinship. Allah Ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, وقال تعالى وقضى ربك لا تعبد إلا إياه بالوالدين إحسانا إما يبلغن عندك الكبر أحدهما أو كلاهما فلا تقل لهما أف ولا تنهرهما وقل لهما قولا كريما واخفض لهما جناح الذل من الرحمة وقل رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. Allah Ta'ala in this ayat of the Quran is explaining how a person should behave with his parents. Beautifully Allah Ta'ala explains it. In a few lines, this is the beauty of the Quran. It is very, very deep, like an ocean. The deeper you go in an ocean, the more fish you see, the more colors you see, the more things you see. So like the Quran Sharif is like that, the deeper you go, the more you find and the more you experience and the more you enjoy as far as the depth of the Quran is concerned. And it's such a beautiful thing. Any other book, you read it one time, you read it two times, you read it three times, you get tired of reading. But the Quran is something you can read and read and read and listen and listen and listen. Person doesn't get tired because this is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even the greatest mufassir, the person that is the expert in the tafsir, in the understanding of the Quran, even if he has to read it and read it with meaning and concentration and understanding, he'll find that even at the last time he reads it before he passes away, it has a different shade of meaning, a different shade of color, different shade of beauty. Because after all, this is the kalam and the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So anyway, in this ayat of the Quran, Allah ta'ala says that your sustainer, in other words, Allah ta'ala has commanded you that you worship only Him. So the first thing Allah ta'ala is starting with is that you only worship Allah ta'ala. In other words, Allah ta'ala is supreme. Everything is below Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So everything else must be in conformity with the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even your parents also come below Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But immediately after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's supremacy, Allah ta'ala's laws, obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what comes? Allah ta'ala says, be kind to your parents. وَبِلْ وَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. This word ihsan can't be translated into English. What it means is be extremely kind to your parents. This word ihsan means very, very, very kind to your parents. That's what it means. And then Allah Ta'ala says, if any one of them or both of them reach old age in your lifetime, whilst you are alive, you live to see that time when they reach old age, then what should you do? Allah Ta'ala says, don't even say uff to them. Two letters in Arabic, alif and fa. Uff. One of the lightest words on the tongue, one of the lightest Arabic words is this word, uff. Very light. Uff. They don't even let air come out of your mouth also in response to your parents. Have so much of adab and respect. Forget about swearing them, back answering them, shouting at them, being disrespectful. Don't even say oof. Don't even say that amount of. In other words, don't be disrespectful to them in the least. And then Allah Ta'ala says, do not scold them. وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا. Do not scold them. And there's hikmat and there's reason why Allah Ta'ala is saying this is because as they get elder, and when he's getting elder now, he's strong, and he wants to say a few things, and he feels now he's independent. So these thoughts go through a person's mind, and then that time to say things to the parents now become very easy. And now he wants to scold them, he wants to back answer them, he wants to back chat them. So therefore Allah Ta'ala is reminding us that don't even say oof. Do not scold them. You may find them irritating now at this part of your life, that they are telling you to do this and to do that. They are asking you to do this, or they're saying these things, and it doesn't appeal to you. You want to do something else. You're thinking that they are of a different age, they are of a different time, they are of a different era. But it doesn't matter what you are thinking. وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا. Do not scold them. So do not say oof to them, do not scold them. وَقُلْ لَهُمَا. What should you do? وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. Allah Ta'ala says, speak to them with respect. Karima means speak with them with extreme respect. Very kindly, gently, speak to your parents. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ. Lower before them the wings of humility out of compassion. Lower before them the wings of humility. Ulama give few explanations for this. What is meant by the wings of humility? One is humility. What is meant by the wings of humility? Ulama explain like how a bird, if a person can picture a bird, that when it gives up, it extends its wings. In other words, it humbles itself completely. About the time when it's now captured by any animal that is attacking it, at the last moment it just gives up in humility. In other words, it just surrenders itself with its wings raised up. In other words, surrender yourself completely to your parents. In other words, so much of humility, as though you have raised up your wings of humility, so humble you must be in front of your parents. That animal is giving its life, surrendered itself completely. It's giving its life like that. We must give our lives also for our parents. But what it means here is in those things that are permissible. Those things that are permissible, it doesn't matter what it is. If it's permissible, listen to them. Doesn't matter what you've got in mind. But if it's permissible what they're asking you to do, it's something that we should listen to our parents. And then Allah Ta'ala then ends off saying, what dua should we make for our parents? What dua should we make? So beautiful is the ayat of the Quran. It's telling us about the parents, how we should speak to them, how we shouldn't respond to them, and how we should humble ourselves. The last part of it is even telling us what dua we should make for our parents. We should make this dua, رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. Oh Allah Ta'ala, oh my sustainer, oh our sustainer, show mercy to them as they showed mercy to us. Or they showed mercy to me when I was little. They showed mercy, she showed kindness to me when I was little. Oh Allah Ta'ala, you show mercy to them. In other words, even reminding us at that phase, that when you're making dua for them, also remember that ihsan that they showed upon you. When you were little, when I was little, dua is saying, when I was little, they showed mercy on me. Oh Allah, you show mercy on them. In other words, even reminding us at that point, that don't forget the ihsan and the kindness of your parents. Even at the time when you are making dua to Allah Ta'ala for them, even at that time also, remember the kindness that they showed on you. Just when a person remembers the kindness that his parents showed on him, it makes it very, very easy for him to make dua for his parents. Allah Ta'ala give us a true love for our parents. And when a person has love for his parents, respect for his parents, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala makes things easy for him in his life. Hazrat Maulana Tanveer Rahmatullah Alayhi says that youngster, he wants to pursue anything, whether it's a career, or he wants to pursue any cause of action, doesn't matter what it is, but he wants to pursue something, and his elders are telling him to do something else. So long as it's a permissible nature, something permissible, they're telling him, don't do this, go and do something else, this is our suggestion to you. But he still feels he wants to do something. Maulana Tanveer Rahmatullah says that this person will never ever be successful so long as he goes against his seniors. His seniors are telling him, maybe it'll take long, it'll take some time, but eventually he'll see that what khair, what goodness they were telling him. For example, a boy wants to get married to a certain girl. His parents are telling him that we don't feel that this particular girl is right for you. Maybe you should get married somewhere else. But it's a permissible nature. It's something, why they explaining correct. Maybe because the girl doesn't have any dini background or some other valid reason they're telling. But he's insisting. Later on in life, he'll see that what his parents told him 100% was right. Or he wanted to open up a certain line of business. They told him, we feel you should do another line of business. But he insisted he wants to go his way. Later on in life, he'll see me. That was the right call. But sometimes it takes very long before a person sees that I should have listened to my seniors and I should have listened to my elders at that time. So this is some great ni'mah that Allah Ta'ala has given us. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal, showing kindness to our parents, showing love to them. He said, as a person shows kindness to his seniors and his parents, Allah Ta'ala will cause his juniors also to show him that level of respect. سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.